we finally come to the ultimate understanding of the technology of God, which is multiple minds. How can it be that we each believe that we have separate minds when in fact there's only one mind present? Well, let me tell you a little story about this, and this will tie this all together. In an ancient philosophical problem that may sound a little silly to you when I tell you this, but let me go on with it anyway, it goes something like this. You are in a room, and you're looking out of the window at a garden. Now, according to quantum physics, when you observe something like the garden, you bring it into being. It comes there. It's there, and you saw it, and you brought it into focus, and you had a picture of it, and not only did it happen in your mind, it happened out there in the garden. Now, you decide to get up and leave. You go out of the room. You go into the second room, a room next door, which has blinds or a shield or a curtain, and you close the curtain, and the room becomes completely black. And you're standing in a completely black room. You certainly cannot see the garden anymore. Now, according to quantum physics, what you don't observe starts to bloom out. It starts to go into the land of the doodle land. Doo-doo-doo-doo. It becomes uncertain. It becomes possibilities. It no longer is just one thing. So what happens to the garden as a result? Well, as I said, if you are the only mind that is present, that ever was, ever is, ever will be, then that garden has got to become multiple garden possibilities the minute you enter it into the darkened room. Now, that's hard for most of us to grasp. We don't even believe it. We know that the garden's still there, at least we think we do. And, you know, if I'm not there, is the moon still up in the sky? If I'm not looking, we all believe it is. Is there a moon when nobody's looking at it? We all believe there is. So what's going on here? How can the moon just bulge out into multiple moons? Well, suppose that there is another person still looking and who sees the single garden while you're in the dark room seeing nothing. What is that telling you? Well, from a common sense viewpoint, one person is seeing light and the other, you, is seeing darkness. No problem, common sense tells you, since two people with separate minds exist. But from your darkened perspective, from your understanding of quantum physics, and your understanding of what happens when you're not observing anything, according to you, that person, since you're not observing him either, and those garden, that garden out there, should all bloom out into multiple possibilities because you're not there to see them. Hence, we're in a paradoxical situation. From your point of view, the world you don't see, including the person in the lighted room, are multiple people, multiple realities. But from the other person's point of view, nothing like that occurs. He sees the garden, a single garden, and certainly a single self. Well, we can't have it both ways. It is a paradox. It's a reductio ad absurdum. It can't be both ways. You can't have it both ways. Either there are multiple gardens or they're not. If not, which common sense tells us they're not, then quantum physics must be wrong. It's just got to be wrong. And if it is wrong, then from your point of view, no observation has taken place, it's got to be incorrect. But if quantum physics is right, then there have to be multiple gardens. So the person in the lighted room must also be multiple people. And since you're not looking at him, yet if you asked him what he sees and what he believes, he'd tell you that he's perfectly normal and perfectly phrenic as opposed to schizophrenic. And as sane as anybody else he ever would meet. And so the paradox is, how can the world be this way? How can it be following one set of rules according to you and another set of rules according to somebody else or another understanding of the world? This paradox, this way of having this paradox, will always arise so long as minds can be thought of as compartmentalized in bodies. If a mind can exist separate from yours, then you are allowed to consider in operation in such a way that it must follow quantum rules separate from you. Hence, the other mind that you don't have any privy to must be a schizophrenic mind of multiple realities. The only way to resolve the paradox is to get rid of the notion of separate minds. That's the only solution to the puzzle. Once you realize that there's only one mind capable of seeing both light and dark simultaneously, then the paradox is gone. Once that one mind acts and changes the multiple gardens into a single landscape, it's done so for all the minds, or for the mind in separate places, if you will. That still leaves this problem. How can one consciousness exist in what seems to be two or more places and only be one mind? Even though that mind seems to be in two places, it really is not. Whatever is conscious in the world cannot just be between your ears, his ears, her ears, or the ears of anyone else. But they have to exist completely non-locally. The mind is everywhere at once. It's nowhere at once. It doesn't have anything like location. So that is how the one mind acts. Well, if that's how it acts, why do I get the impression that there's two people or a billion people or 6 billion people on our planet? Where does that all come from? Well, if you take it as the fact that there's only one mind, then it must be that all these separate people that you see are illusions. That it's all a motion picture, a hologram, a dream of a great spirit, a technology of God. All of this is part of the way that that one mind operates. And once we realize that, we can begin to tune more to the one mind than to the separate realities. And when we begin to do that, then the universe begins to open. And so I hope by now that you can use this user's guide to your universe to find your way through it. Because after all, you are that universe.
This concludes Dr. Quantum Presents, A User's Guide to Your Universe with Fred Allen Wolf. Music by Noong Ketchog from the album Universal Love, available through Sounds True. For more information on Fred Allen Wolf, please visit www.fredallenwolf.com. If you would like additional copies of this audio learning series or to receive a complete catalog of wisdom teachings for the inner life, please call Sounds True, 800-333-9185, or visit us on the World Wide Web at www.soundstrue.com, or write the Sounds True Catalog, P.O. Box 8010, Boulder, Colorado, 80306. Thank you for listening.